Welcome to the SearchStorageChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on parallel NAS services. Joining me is President and CEO of Condor Storage, Jeannie Wilson. Thanks for joining us today, Jeannie.
Thank you, Elaine. Glad to be here.
Today we'll be discussing how to market a parallel NAS project to a potential customer. Jeannie, what are some features of parallel NAS that a solution provider should highlight when pitching the project to a potential customer?
Parallel NAS is applicable to enterprise clients that are looking to reduce cost in their data center and be able to scale to petabytes without constriction. It also is attractive because of the ability to use standard servers. You do not have to be a Linux clustering HPC guru, technically, and a standard Windows IT admin can manage it in most cases. There are several vendors in the parallel NAS space, however, and we are seeing emerging vendors that have come from companies such as Network Appliance that have been working on their intellectual property for years, emerging to allow open storage use behind the parallel NAS software. We find that our clients are extremely interested in this because they are interested in tiering their storage, and for certain applications like disk-to-disk backup, they cannot afford to put NetApp filers in, but they still want the front-end management, and they want that to be able to scale and not impede their primary storage performance.
What are some of the cost benefits to parallel NAS?
Parallel NAS is, from what we have determined, is a per-terabyte license. And the larger you scale, of course, the larger your licenses. But we have clients looking at outsourcing to an Amazon S3 type cloud. And parallel NAS has an advantage because it allows you to build your storage behind your own private firewall. For a lot of clients, they would prefer to do this rather than to be dependent on an outside company hosting their storage.
How does this tie into the cloud?
It ties into the cloud because it can scale like a cloud and because you can build it out to 150 nodes performance-wise with no impediment to performance. So that is a cloud-based model because you do not have to be limited by more software licenses and be limited as far as infrastructure goes.
Well, that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Jeannie.
Thanks for the call, Elaine, and we look forward to assisting clients with their tiered storage needs, which we believe is the wave of the future.
Learn more about offering parallel NAS services to your customers and the project FAQ. This has been Elaine Hom of SearchStorageChannel.com, and thanks for joining us.